There are many type of energy vampires out there. They're the kind that involuntarily take your energy away. And then there are those that voluntarily take your energy away. And you may have been around people like that are so needy that they just actually extract energy from you. They take up so much of your time. They require so much from you. It's like as if they're pulling the energy out of you. And you will find people like that out there, okay? When we say energy vampires, it sounds really mysterious, but in fact, they are actually extracting energy from you, and they're obviously not giving anything in return. And I find that I run into a lot of people like that, especially individuals that I mentor on the phone. They become so much involved in this process that they constantly want information. They constantly want to be in touch, and it's like they are extracting energy from me every time I talk to them. And of course, anytime you talk to somebody, you are transferring energy back and forth. And some people are to the point where they have to extract more and more because they need it. They need emotional charging in order to get by. And sometimes they rely upon you in order to do that. The problem is they are taking a lot of energy from you. And the second thing is they're not relying on their own energy in order to charge themselves up. So they become self-reliant upon you. It's almost like a drug addict. They become reliant upon your energy in order to keep them in a great state of mind or feeling good. So that's kind of one of the downsides to building up a great energy body, is that you're going to find certain people that are attracted to it. But the problem is that those people that are attracted to it could be vampires. They could be somebody that doesn't really want to take the time to generate the energy themselves, but they know by hanging around you, they're going to get a nice dose of energy. They're going to get a nice uplift every time they talk to you. Obviously, you want to uplift everyone when you talk to them, but you can soon find out that there's somebody that is relying upon you for almost every area of your life. That's certainly not something that you want. So you have those type of people that are actually... they don't really understand what they're doing, but they just know that every time that they talk to you or every time they're around you, they feel so good that they want to just stay around and hang around with you more. Even though they're not really doing anything on their own to increase their own energy or improve their own life or improve their attitude, they're using you as a conduit. And they're basically using you to pump them up, using you to encourage them, which, like I said, is not a bad thing, but when it becomes their sole source of mental nutrition, it's not good, because then they're relying upon you. Like I said, they're almost addicted to you like a drug, and they can become a groupie in a sense that they constantly need to be around you. That could then reverse or turn into something where it's almost like a stalking situation, where even if you try to cut them off from that energy, they will not be denied. They will become a stalker. And that's generally what happens in a stalking situation. If somebody loves the energy of that person that they have an attraction to, maybe it's physical, maybe it's I speak in terms of a celebrity where they like what that celebrity does. Every time they see that celebrity perform, it infuses them with energy. And so then, because these people are somewhat emotionally unstable, they will then try to contact with the celebrity and try to, you know, get more of that energy, get a closer relationship. When they're rebuked, then they cannot be denied from that energy. They start stalking the person. And just being in their presence actually gives them an uplift and a boost. Obviously, these people are not mentally there, but that is essentially what's happening. They're getting such a good energetic feeling that they're sticking around. And that's why people will do that. That's why you will notice that some people will hang around with individuals, because they're getting that boost. They're getting that energy. So that's the one, that's the involuntary kind, because I don't believe that those people really know what they're doing. They really don't understand the concept of the energy. They just know that they like it, and they're just going to continue hanging around with people. And trust me, I've got people that call me all the time that are extremely needy when it comes to energy. The second type is voluntary, which means they are actually going out looking for individuals with a lot of energy. Again, the second classification is somebody that's skilled in doing these types of things. You wouldn't have somebody that wouldn't know how to do it doing this. And this is somebody that actually knows about energy and are looking for somebody to suck energy off of. A good example are spirits that are out there, obviously, because once somebody doesn't have a body, they want to try to get the feeling of a physical body again. And what's the best way to do that is to try to suck off the energy from somebody that does have a physical body, which would be you. And so a lot of these entities will try to suck as much energy off of you as they can to try to get that feeling of being a whole person, of being a bodied person. And a lot of times what they're looking for is they're looking for the energy that is the most highly emotional content energy. And this is where we're going to run into a situation where you need to watch yourself. The first kind of energy that those types of things like is they love anything that's the raw energy, sexual energy, depressed energy because it's so raw, anger, they're going to feed off of that as well. Most of these things, these entities that I'm talking about, are not going to like happy energy. They're not really going to enjoy that type of energy. It doesn't make them feel good. They would prefer to have something that's more raw, like the sexual energy. Sexual energy is one of the highest forms of energy that's out there. And if you're putting off, and as you get strong with your energy, you're going to put off a big sexual energy. People are going to grab it. Now, let's get away from the entities. Let's get into the human beings that do that. You're going to get human beings that enjoy that sexual energy. And they revel in that, and they're going to drag as much of that out of your body as they can. And they're going to, like, siphon it off your body. They can either do that through the sexual act, or they can do it just by sucking it out of your system by using their mind and their breath. On the inhale, they'll just suck the energy right out of you if you allow them to. And that's why I'm saying you have to be aware when you're out in public places if you start to feel it. I mean, can you feel somebody taking energy out of your system? That's a good question, isn't it? Well, I'm going to give you an exercise now that's going to enable you to do that. We're going to get back together with your partner or somebody, hopefully somebody that can do this, because this is more of an advanced technique. But I want your partner, or you, depending upon who's doing it first, I want you to sit in a chair, I want you to relax, and I want your partner to visualize as they do an inhale. Every time they inhale, I want them to imagine them pulling energy off your body and taking it into their body and utilizing it to supercharge them. Just sit there for about 5 minutes. I want you to be able to feel it. I want you to get into the state we've always been getting into, which is that relaxed state, stilling the mind, using the breath, focusing on a third eye, getting into a total just relaxed state, a focused state. And I want you to start to be able to feel the sensations of what it is like when somebody is actually pulling energy out of your body at a rapid pace. It's going to take a couple sessions for you to get this down. But again, I want you to focus on it. That's how, the only way you're going to recognize if somebody is taking your energy is that if you've had that type of experience before. You have to presuppose that you've had it before. And that is exactly what this exercise is designed to do. And of course, once you do it with yourself, then you do it with your friend. And you pull the energy out of them, you're going to get a portion of your energy back. You can also get together with your friend and start putting energy back into one another. But for this exercise, I really want you to start to feel what it feels like when that chi is actually leaving your body. Here's a couple things you're going to notice. The easiest places for somebody to take the energy out of your body is at your joints. So that is where you're going to feel it mostly, is in the joint areas. So as you're relaxing and as you're feeling this sensation, you're going to feel it from the joints. Now, how do you stop it from happening? Again, use your partner as you're learning how to not only feel it, but to block it. You have to learn how to put a blocking mechanism on the chi. If you can feel where they're pulling the chi from, that's where you've got to stop it. And you've got to kind of put a stopper on the chi. It's almost like as if they've opened up a valve and they're pulling the chi out. Well, now what you've got to do is just close the valve mentally and physically. Wherever you feel the chi going out of, close it, block it, lock it up so that they can't get in. Most energy thieves will feel it when you stop the flow. And if they feel it, that means they know that you busted them, that you actually recognize the fact that somebody was actually taking time out of their schedule to drain energy off of your body. Very unique concept, but this is what an energy vampire will do. A lot of times these people will be doing training but they also are the type of people that like to get a free meal at your expense, a free little charge up at your expense.